Now, listener says, Trasa, you're right to highlight the need for prudence when talking about budget surpluses. Younger people especially need to remember that there will be reduced pensions for many in years to come as the number of pensioners will be so great. It's a tough choice. Keep your comments coming in to us on the show 066 712 3666. We'll return to them presently. Now, on Radio Kerry this week, my colleague Mark Lynch wrote this story about a huge shift towards hybrid cars in Kerry. Data from the Society of the Irish Motor Industry on the number of passenger cars sold shows that one in four cars being bought in the county are now petrol electric hybrids. The number of new car sales overall has increased in the county this year by 6% compared to the previous year. Now, SMI figures from the motor industry are showing a dramatic shift away from petrol and diesel cars in Kerry and a move towards electric and hybrid cars. To talk about more about this and the findings of a new survey which seemed to indicate support for reforming for the reformation of rules governing driving licenses as this growth in electric and automatic vehicle ownership continues to grow, we are joined by Mike Kavanagh, who's manager of Aviva Driving School. Mike, good morning to you. Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Kerry Today Show. I thank you for taking time out to talk to us this morning. Tell us about this research from yourselves at Aviva.
Yeah, morning, Trasa. Thanks for having me on. So basically what we did on the strength of, as you said, the SMI research, which indicated roughly 75% of new cars in 2025 had automatic transmissions. So in other words, they were either hybrid or electrical. What we did with our survey, we asked about 1,000 people how they felt about if they did their test in an automatic car, should they be entitled to drive a manual car as well? Now, the findings really were that 42% supported that view, that they should be entitled to drive both a manual and an automatic, you know, if they did the test in an automatic. And 35% were undecided, so there was kind of mixed thoughts with that. Now, the way the current position in Ireland and indeed Europe and many places around the world is that if you sat your test this afternoon in an automatic car, you're really limited to driving an automatic. And at a future point in time, if you decide you want to buy a manual, you'd actually have to resit your test in a manual to be able to.
Doesn't it make sense, though? I mean, I'm driving an automatic the last number of years, but my early years driving, it was in a manual. And I have to say, there's a big difference for readjusting from driving from a manual to an automatic. And I think it would be even more stark if you were an automatic driver and then you were to be able to drive a car, a manual car, and get to grips with changing gears. I think is there not a lot of sense, a lot of safety reasons for demanding that if you have qualified to drive, but only in an automatic, and if you wish to change to a manual, then you should sit a test to show that you are competent, that you are able to drive a car with manual gears.
Yes, and like yourself, I suppose the last maybe 4 years or so, I'm driving an automatic. Up to that, for nearly 40 years, it's been manual, and there is a certain difference between the two, without a doubt there. Indeed, part of the survey kind of asked people what they thought those differences would be, and some of the things that kind of came from that is that if you compare an automatic with a manual, particularly if it's an electric vehicle, there's instant acceleration with electrics, and braking is very efficient as well. Of course, there's a difference in charging and the range you get out of an electric vehicle versus, say, go down to the garage, fill up with petrol or diesel. There's a difference in handling, and then there's a difference kind of in test preparation. But I think the big difference often can come with, an advantage, we'll say, of automatics is that they're easier to drive in many respects, you know. And for some people, that takes the stress out of driving. If you sort of think back yourself when you started driving, if the car cut out and stalled at a traffic light, it's nearly the end of the world.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Of course, if we cut out today, it's no big deal because, you know, we just take it in our stride. But that is an advantage, I think, for the automatic. It does help relieve the stress a little bit. It also kind of, from the progress point of view, because there's no gears, they're able to keep up pace of traffic a little bit easier. And I suppose from a safety point of view, which obviously is where we focus in, not having to worry about gears means your attention is out on the road, which is where it should be. In fact, if you think back when you learn to drive, you probably initially give 90% of your attention inside the car, 10% outside, and of course over time that flips around. So today, really all your attention is out there and very little inside the car because it's all automated. So from a sort of a concentration point of view, there's less things to do in the car, so your attention is outside. And I suppose the other advantage of an automatic is that that's the direction that the industry is moving. You know, as we say, semi report, you know, there's 75% of them there.
And all petrol hybrid cars are automatics.
The vast majority are. You sometimes do have a light hybrid, which is a manual, but the vast majority essentially. They're all automatic, you know.
Now, what are the views? What are the views, Mike? And we're speaking to Mike Kavanagh, who's manager of Aviva Driving School, about a recent survey, new research from Aviva Insurance Ireland, about people's attitudes to learning to drive in electric vehicles and calls for reformation of driving license rules to reflect how there's a growth in the ownership of electric and automatic vehicles. What are people saying when it comes specifically to full EV cars?
Saying in terms of the license category?
Yes, and in terms of how to learn to drive. Do they think it's a different experience driving a fully EV car compared to a standard petrol or diesel?
Yeah, no, there certainly is a difference. And the difference that we find is in the handling. You've really instant acceleration when you put your foot on the accelerator. It picks up straight away, so that does take a little bit of getting used to, certainly on that. And one of the sort of things that we're finding, because some of our instructors have automatic, most probably have manual, but that the age profile actually is quite mixed when it comes to people learning an automatic now. And the gender balance is quite mixed. We find there's nearly a 50-50 split between, you know, male and female. And also then in terms of age, we have people from 17 through to the early 20s driving automatics, you know, on that. So there's certainly a change there, whether it's the EV or the hybrid, where years ago the perception was, you know, younger drivers wanted to drive manual, older drivers wanted to drive automatic.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We've been speaking to Mike Kavanagh, who is manager of Aviva Driving School, about that research from Aviva, which looks at people's attitudes to learning to drive in electric vehicles and their views on the country's current driving rules for automatic cars. So 42% support changing driving license rules so that drivers who learn in automatic cars, such as electric vehicles, can all drive all vehicle types. As I was discussing there with Mike, I'm not sure about that. I think it's a different beast driving changing from an automatic to driving a car with where you have to change the gears. And 65% believe learning to drive in an EV, a fully electric vehicle, is different from learning to drive in a petrol or diesel cars. Lots of interesting facts there. What are your views? Do you think driving license rules in this country need to change to reflect the fact that most of us are shifting from, who can afford it, most of us are shifting from the traditional petrol and diesel to either fully EV cars or to petrol hybrids? I'd love to get your views.